Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So the Carolina Hurricanes, who are trying to chase down the Penguins and several other teams in the Eastern Conference playoff standings, have this thing they started this year where they have a big celebration. Like the equivalent of an NFL end zone touchdown celebration at center ice after every home win, okay? Sometimes it's, you know, one guy pretends to bowl and the whole team falls over. Sometimes they did one the other night. It was sort of like a faux baseball, like bat flip, and a guy skated around like he hit a home run. And it all starts with this big Viking clap thing. You know, remember that from the World Cup a couple years ago? Yeah. Iceland did it.
Yeah.
The big Viking clap thing. The whole crowd does it. It's actually kind of cool.
Well, it's better than that damn siren.
Yes. It's a little cheesy, but kind of cool. It's guys having fun after they win a game.
Sure, why not?
Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't have fun.
In the military, we have traditions. We have, you know, like the New Zealand All Blacks, you know, the rugby team.
Yeah, yeah. They.
So why are you mad at...
All right, listen. This is the National Hockey League. Brendan Moore is a good coach. He play. These guys, to me, are jerks. You have to do this in the National... They're still not drawn. This is to me, and I'll tell you one thing. They better not do this in the playoff. What I don't understand is Brendan Moore is a street shooter. He always was. This is a joke. The rest of the guys, young men expressing themselves for joy of winning. They don't do this thing in the net. It's professional hockey. What are these guys, the jerks or something? And I'll tell you one thing. They do this in the playoffs, making fun of the other team.
But nobody's out on the ice. The game's over. I admit, I always liked your theory of when you celebrate when you win only. That's why you liked Muhammad Ali, whereas Sugar Ray Leonard did this.
Before. Struggle. Now, you don't. If you want to do it before. But that is absolutely ridiculous. I know the rest of the people. I know all the broadcasters and everything are afraid to say something like that. They're jerks doing it.
I kind of like it.
I know you. Well, you're lucky. The weatherman, you know what I mean? I know what I'm talking about. You never do anything like that. They're still not drawn. They're a bunch of jerks as far as I'm concerned. Imagine Justin Williams doing stuff like that. Ridiculous.
Seems a little odd. I got to give you that.
The random, incoherent stream of consciousness babblings of Don Cherry.
And then he realized that, wait a minute, I like Justin Williams.
Imagine that, Justin Williams doing that.
Oh, my goodness. I made it.
Well, the better part of that was that the Carolina Hurricanes Twitter account then trolled Don Cherry with a picture of Justin Williams celebrating like that.
Well, now they're selling T-shirts. You see that?
Carolina is?
Yes. Bunch of jerks.
Bunch of jerks.
And then it's got like a red stripe with the Hurricanes logo in it. I can't see the rest. Oh, no, it's just a kind of like, I guess it's like a hurricane flag kind of thing. With the Hurricane logo in the middle of it. Bunch of jerks,
Carolina Hurricanes. Celebrating after they win. What's wrong with them?
And they can sell. I'm hoping what's going on here, and I just saw this the other night, or last night I saw it, so I haven't looked up the particulars. I'm hoping that they sell a bunch of these, and then proceeds go to
whatever charity.
I'm sure they have a foundation, like the Penguins have.
In Don Cherry's name.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, though, about Don Cherry, if you want to say he's a jerk, Don, do not change. Just keep doing what you're doing. I can see where people might get sick of the guy, but I think he's fun. And if he wants to have fun making fun of other people, you know, it's just, we need more of this stuff.
It really has become, though, just stream of consciousness rambling where he doesn't finish a sentence and immediately goes into the next and just he knows what he wants to say. He wants to call the Carolina Hurricanes jerks, and he's just going to repeat that for a minute and a half. A lot of other more important stuff happened over the weekend. We attempt to wrap it up for you in a little thing we call the five. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.